蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎来到蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。最近这段时间呢，我们一直在分享的广播主题呢是百年葛培理。在分享的过程当中呢，李诺就在想啊，真的就好像我们读圣经啊，或者说我们在了解一些历史的时候，我们就发现到神在每一个时代呢都会兴起一个或者是一群特别的人来服侍他，来宣扬他的名。而葛培理呢，恰恰就是在他所处的时代当中非常特别的。当然了，他对我们的影响也是很大的。只不过我也是在想，当一个人成了一个名人，或者说他站在某一个高度的时候，他的心智怎么样继续保持不变，又或者说在这个过程当中他会遇到什么样的难处呢？在前两期的节目当中，我们也看到，不管是他在洛杉矶举办第一次布道会，还是说他去到欧洲要开办布道会，这个过程都不是那么容易的。甚至也有人总结说，葛培理的布道会从来没有那么顺利过的，常常在很多的事情上遇到一些的麻烦。当然了，这些麻烦在后来也迎刃而解了，他的布道会呢也顺利的召开。最重要的是，因为他的布道会，很多人认识了神。其实在引申到我们个人的生活当中，有很多时候呢，我们自己有一些的事情，我们有一些的志向想要去完成，但可能一开始遇到一些的难处，我们就会放弃了。当然我想，这样容易放弃的事也大概不值得我们花太多的精力去做。但葛培理所要做的很不一样，因为他要宣扬上帝的名，这一点是很宝贵的。也正因为如此呢，无论他遇到什么样的困难，他都不退缩，同时呢，他也能够经历到上帝对他的帮助。所以在今天的节目当中，我们继续来分享百年葛培理的节目，让我们进一步的来认识这位布道家葛培理。
I want to say thank you for joining me on this program that we're calling 100 Years of Billy Graham.
谢谢收听今天的节目。这一系列的主题是百年葛培理。
Early in Billy's ministry, he had a desire to go back to the country that brought the gospel to the United States, the United Kingdom. That country's faith seemed to be waning. Graham strategized a series of crusades throughout London in the 1950s.
葛培理侍奉初期就有个心愿，想到英国去，因为当年是英国移民把福音带到美国的。但是英国的信仰似乎已经在倒退。1950年代，葛培理就筹划了一系列传遍伦敦的布道会。
Now we open with a hymn, maybe you've heard it, by the British Crusade Choir.
现在我们就来听一首不列颠布道会唱诗班所唱的诗歌。
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. You'll find it on your song sheet. And join in with us, please, as we lift our voices in song together. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son. great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Together, everyone.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. That purer and higher and greater will be the wonder of transformed when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
The British Crusade Choir, backing up the Billy Graham evangelistic crusade in London in the 1950s.
这个不列颠布道会诗班在1950年代支援了葛培里在伦敦的布道会。
Now today I want us to look at the unique mission that Billy had in this world. He had a passion to share his Savior everywhere people had not yet heard the good news of forgiveness in Jesus.
今天我想介绍葛培里施工的独特之处，他有个热切的渴望，就是把福音传给那些还没有听过耶稣赦罪恩典的人。
One of the first international trips Billy ever took was to London. He experienced opposition from members of parliament. Even pastors and rectors of churches were at first very reticent for these crusades to come to their city.
葛培里巡回布道的其中一站就是伦敦，但是他一开始就遭到了内阁成员的反对。连当地牧师和教区牧长也都对这些布道会有所保留。
That series of steps from Billy Graham finding great opposition to the gospel to praying and working with local church leaders to then seeing the field open for sharing the gospel, very typical of Billy's ministry. This happened, for instance, again in Hungary when he met with local leaders years before he was permitted to preach at the great stadium in Hungary when the crusade was broadcast over state television. Listen in on some of Billy's sermon that night, as well as the Hungarian translation.
这些都是葛培里的施工中会遭遇到的典型过程。先是有对福音极大的反对，然后是祷告，并和当地教会领袖一起同工。之后就看到合场向福音大大敞开。举例来说，在匈牙利也发生了和在伦敦同样的情况。在葛培里与当地教会领袖见面几年之后，他才得到许可在匈牙利的大运动场开布道会，而且有全国电视直播。我们来听听当晚葛培里的讲道，还有匈牙利语的翻译。
People ask me everywhere I go, is there hope for me?I want us to look at the cross tonight. But what does the cross mean? Why was there a cross? Why did the Apostle Paul say that he gloried only in the cross?
我每到一处就有人问我，我的人生有希望吗？我请大家今晚注视十字架。但是十字架的意义是什么呢？为什么会有十字架呢？为什么使徒保罗说他只是以十字架为荣耀呢？
From Great Britain to Hungary through Russia, Dr. Graham would eventually desire to share the gospel in South and North Korea and one day even walk the Great Wall of China with his wife Ruth, who was raised as a child of missionaries in that country.
从英国到俄罗斯，再到匈牙利，葛培里最大的心愿是希望能够到南韩与朝鲜传扬福音，然后有一天能和妻子路德登上长城。毕竟路德是在中国出生的宣教士子女。
Why was Billy Graham so moved to make his ministry focused to bring the gospel to every country around the globe?
为什么葛培里如此热切地要把侍奉的焦点放在往世界各国传福音上呢？
If there is a life verse for Billy Graham, it probably comes from the final words of Paul's epistle to the Romans. Here's what Paul wrote about his own ministry.
如果要用一节经文来总结葛培里的人生，那就是保罗所写的《罗马书信末》的话。保罗自己的侍奉就是这样的态度。他说
It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
This is the burning heart of an evangelist. I can't say that the Lord has called me to be an evangelist, although I do share Jesus Christ and his gospel every day on the radio. But an evangelist is one whose heart burns for the lost and feels like they can't waste even a minute preaching to those who already have the gospel for fear that some who have not yet heard will be lost.
这就是布道家心里所燃烧的火。虽然我每天通过广播传讲耶稣基督的福音，但我不能说神呼召我做布道家。布道家是那些心里对失丧灵魂有团火的人，他们连一分钟都不愿意花在已经听过福音的人身上，只想着要把福音传给那些还没有听过的人，生怕他们都要灭亡了。
And in order to see how much Billy Graham was consumed with taking the gospel worldwide,I want to share a verse from the very end of the Epistle to the Romans. Two short points. First, the best ambition. Second, where is Christ not known?
为了了解葛培里多么委身于全球布道，我想从罗马书末段的这节经文来分享两点。第一，最好的志向。第二，哪里是基督的名未曾被称过的地方。
First, the best ambition. How could Paul say that he was ambitious?Isn't it wrong, even un-Christian, to be proud, self-assertive, ambitious? This ambition of Paul is the right ambition, even the best ambition, because of the message and person Paul was preaching about. If Paul had been preaching himself, his boast would have been sinful.
第一，最好的志向。英文圣经用的字是野心。保罗是不是野心勃勃的呢？他是不是很骄傲、独断独行、违反基督信仰呢？中文圣经翻译为志向，因为保罗这种野心是正面的。如果保罗传的是他自己可夸之处，那就是得罪神。
But Paul was a one-message preacher and evangelist. He tells us what his text always was when he opened up the Bible for the Corinthian church, over and over again.To a church that was ripped open with immorality, even a man sleeping with his father's wife, Paul never, never started with moral reform.
但是保罗是个只传一个信息的传道人、布道家。他在教训哥林多教会的时候说出了他一贯的主题信息。哥林多教会有很多严重的道德问题，包括有人跟自己的继母同寝。保罗一而再、再而三地劝导他们，但是他从来没有一开始就谈道德纪律。
What did he preach? Wouldn't you expect Paul to tell the Corinthians, get your act together? But no, he doesn't do that. 1 Corinthians 2:2, I resolve to know nothing. Can I read those words and let them sink in a little more? I resolved to know nothing when I was among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
那么保罗在传讲什么呢？你希望保罗对哥林多教会说，你们要检点一些吗？但是保罗没有这么说。哥林多前书2:2，保罗说，因为我曾定了主意。我们来慢慢的读，让这些话沉淀到我们心里。因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。并他钉十字架。
In that alone, Paul could boast. Paul could glory. Paul could be ambitious because he wasn't puffing himself up. He was shining the light on Jesus. I resolved to know nothing while I was among you except Christ and him crucified. And that's the best ambition.
从这点来看，保罗可以夸口，可以引以为荣，可以说是有野心，也就是有雄心。因为他不是在自我张扬，他是在尊荣耶稣。 他说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。这就是最好的野心，最好的志向。
But second, and this is a question we all need to ask ourselves, where is Christ not known? It's amazing to look at the lives of people like Billy Graham and see through them the gospel circling the globe. But I want you to ask, where is Christ unknown in my life? Where in my city is Christ not known? Not all of us are called to be evangelists, but we are all called to have zeal and a love for the lost. Any nook and cranny of our lives, any part of our country, our place in the world, where Christ is not known, is the place where we should be ambitious to make him known.
第二，哪里是基督的名未曾被称过的地方？这个问题我们也要问问自己。像葛培里那样奋身将福音传遍世界的人真令人敬佩。但是我希望你问问自己，我的生活圈子里哪些人还没有听过基督呢？我所在的城镇哪里还有人没听过基督呢？并不是每个人都被神呼召来做布道家，但是我们都蒙召要热切地关爱失丧的灵魂。在我们的生活范围和所在的地区，有任何角落还没有听过基督的名的，我们都要有这种雄心与志向，去告诉他们基督耶稣的福音。
It was as Martin Luther began his lectures in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, he who through faith is righteous shall live, felt the Lord had opened up to him the very gates of heaven. He wrote about this struggle at the end of his life. I was altogether born again and had entered paradise itself through open gates.
当马丁路德开始他的罗马书讲课时，读到第一章十七节说，义人必因信得生。他就感觉神向他打开了天堂的大门。他晚年写下了当时心中的感受，说，我好像同时得了重生，又从这敞开的大门进入了天堂。
Don't you want to look for places where the gates can be thrown open to paradise and you can maybe even rediscover Jesus? And you can share the key to throwing open the gates of paradise with others?
你要不要也找找看哪段经文可以让你体验到天堂门敞开，重新遇见耶稣呢？然后你也可以跟别人分享这把打开天堂大门的钥匙。
Now back to the United Kingdom. I want you to listen to an 87-year-old man who was greatly encouraged when he heard Billy Graham at the Glasgow, Scotland crusade in 1955. We recently spoke with Sidney Elliott, originally from Glasgow, and asked him to share with us his thoughts about the impact Billy had in his life 6 decades ago.
现在请你听一听一位87岁的老人家的分享。他60多年前在苏格兰听葛培里布道，得到很大激励。这是悉尼·艾略特。
I was a young man of 26 and trained in that crusade as a counselor. I remember Billy Graham coming into the Kelvin Hall and 7,000 counselors and choir members stood and applauded. He stopped us with hands raised and said,If you want this crusade to be a failure, praise Billy Graham. Because God said, I will not share my glory with another. Give God the glory and the praise.
我当时26岁，受训在布道会中做陪谈员。我记得葛培里进入凯文馆大厅的时候，陪谈员和事班成员共7000人都起立为他鼓掌。他举起手来制止了我们，说，如果你们想把这个布道会搞砸的话，就赞美我吧，因为神说他是唯一配受尊荣的，所以请大家把荣耀和赞美都归给神。
I remember going into the Kelvin Hall full to capacity and behind the platform was the textI am the way, the truth, and the life. And after the crusade, churches were filled. Many people went to Bible college, and lots of young people went to the mission field. The crusade had a great and lasting impact upon Glasgow and Scotland. In the years that followed, I got involved in working amongst young people. I also got involved in open-air ministry, tract distribution, and began preaching. And now, in my 87th year, I still love the Lord Jesus Christ and want to serve Him the rest of my life. And I thank God for allowing me to be involved in that crusade in 1955.
我记得馆内座无虚席，在讲台后方写着，我是道路、真理、生命。布道会之后，教会里都是人，很多人进修接受装备，很多年轻人出外宣教。那次的布道会为格拉斯哥和苏格兰带来相当持久的影响。我自己则在年轻人当中服侍了好些年，我也投入在户外的服侍，发单张并且开始讲道。到现在我87岁了，仍然爱我的主耶稣基督，我愿意继续服侍主。很感谢主，让我可以参与在1955年的布道会当中。
See it in their eyes, empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord.
For as long as we have been sharing Christ in our evangelistic crusades, George Brevelacher has been one of our partners. His rich voice sets the stage for Christ's entrance into the hearts of people, people who share their deepest need in common. For at the end of broken dreams, people need the Lord.
We are called to take His light.To a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through His love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life.Only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord.
中国有一个说法叫做高处不胜寒。在最后的这个采访当中，这位87岁的老人家，他的这一番谈话让我们看到了葛培里当时服侍的状态。当我们有了一定的名声，我们有了一定的地位的时候呢，人们会习惯性的尊重我们，甚至会赞扬我们。这一点呢，李诺自己都有些的体会，因为我常常是在教会带领敬拜赞美的。那在这个过程当中呢，无论好坏，当然大家都看在眼里。那有的时候呢，如果一场敬拜有一些弟兄姐妹非常感动呢，他就会跑过来跟我说，哎，弟兄啊，你带的真好，感谢神啊，你的恩赐这么好，怎么怎么样等等的这些。一开始的时候我会比较尴尬，因为我不知道怎么样去回复，但是呢我又知道这样子的赞赏呢似乎并不能帮助我们就是更好的提升，甚至呢会有一种骄傲的心。当然了，服侍了越来越久，那李诺就更加知道了，当弟兄姐妹在跟我说到的时候呢，一方面我会跟他讲感谢神，荣耀归给神，另外一方面我也在心里祷告说，主啊，你知道的，一切的荣耀都是归给你的。那我想只有这样子的时候呢，我内心才不会有那么一丝丝的觉得啊，我今天真的表现得很不错。所以亲爱的朋友，真的当我们看到这样的一位有名望有地位有影响力的布道家，他的心里还是有那么多的谦卑的时候，我们就知道原来这个是真正跟神有美好关系的人。盼望我们真的每一个人都能够认识到，我们生命当中最重要的就是跟神有美好的关系。
I waited and waited for God. He turned and he heard me. He lifted me out of the mud. His own hand secured me.The Lord is my help. I will not be confounded. So I have focused my face like a flint. I'll not be ashamed. Lord, I come just as I am. Without one pleaYour blood was shed for me, just as I am.
感谢你收听今天的蓝天绿洲，欢迎你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net。短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
Take the days that remain in my life, Lord, let me serve you.While there is breath on my lips, I would proclaim you. I long for your return.